Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Battle is in the Mind, Already in Progress.
Now, if you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, and you walked out the door and said, "Wow, what a church day we had." Somebody says, "What happened to you in there a while ago?" "Oh, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior." "Oh, you really did? How do you know? Did you see any lights or see any angels or anything? How do you know you got saved in there? Maybe you had too much pizza last night." Surely it couldn't be that simple. After all, I've known you for a long time, and you know God would never save an old wretched wench like you. I mean, you don't think the devil would talk back to you like that?
You know he will.
Will the devil talk you out of your miracle?
Yes,
right. Yes, he will. I mean, he'll talk you out of your salvation miracle. If there's any way he can, he'll convince you that, no, you didn't get anything in there. But let me tell you what. When you get that and you really walk in and really knowledge that you know that when you accepted Jesus, you're saved and there ain't no devil in hell going to take that away from me. Lord, I am saved and ain't nothing. I don't care what happens. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to be obedient to your word. I'm going to be led by the Spirit of God. And so I am born again, spirit filled, and ain't nothing can change that. I'm never going to change. But when you start saying, "I'm never going to be sick again," let me tell you, you better be ready to fight a battle. Because that devil's going to come against you out of the mouths of your own friends. He'll come against you. My Baptist preacher, one of my friends that worked with me, he was a Baptist preacher. And he laughed at me more than anybody. "Thurman, you know you've dropped off the deep end. You know you can't go through life without being sick." I said, "Brother, you hide and watch." I said, "I learned last night. I mean, if I really got that in my heart, that he bore my sickness and removed my disease, brother, I'm going to walk in that. You know that? Amen. I ain't going to let that devil make me sick. If Jesus paid the price for me to get saved, I'm going to stay saved when I accept him as Lord and Savior. You ain't going to find me down in some bar running around, hanging out with nothing. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm going to walk in obedience to my God's command. And if he also bore my sickness..." And I want you to look at this in Matthew 8, 16 and 17. Look at this. We're talking about how to walk in divine health, how to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and as your healer. If you accept him as your personal healer, then he says in verse 16 of Matthew, he says here, "When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils or demons." There's only one devil, but there's lots of demons. "And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick." How many did he heal?
All
that were sick. "That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sickness." If I could tell every one of you in this room today, I have the power within me to take your sickness and to remove your disease so you don't ever have to have it again. How many of you would be willing to give it to me? Okay, I'd hope so. I'd hope everybody. I would hope that everybody in here that's sick would be willing to give me their sickness and disease because you don't want it. That's why you're here in the first place, right?
Right.
You don't want it. But that's what Jesus said. "I'm not able to do that." But Jesus did that. Did he not? Is that what the scripture says?
Yes.
"He bore my sickness and removed my disease." Is that what it says? So if he paid that price and he removed your sickness and removed your disease, then why don't we just let him have it and keep it?
Amen.
Don't that sound like, hey, there's a girl that she's ready to buy into this thing.
I already sold out.
You already sold out, huh?
I already sold out.
Girl, praise the Lord, you're sold out. That's the kind of girl to be, right?
Right.
Just think. If we just take the...
That's Trevor's mother. Trevor's
the guy
that
leg him. Oh, okay, praise the Lord.
I look different.
You're, huh?
I look different. I run now.
How about that? I didn't even recognize you, girl.
I don't know.
So how's Trevor doing?
He is doing wonderful. He didn't do the football scholarship, but he did the academic scholarship, and he's got a whole lot more coming at him to stay in engineering school and
let me tell you all something right now. Can I tell his testimony?
You sure can.
Yeah, I should have remembered you, brother.
Remember you.
In fact, this young man right here, the first time I ever met him, y'all live close to Arkansas, right?
Yes. We're in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, but close to Arkansas. This young man came here and he couldn't hardly walk and he had a stroke and he had heard about us and he wanted to be healed. I asked him, I told him, I said, sir, usually strokes are caused by unforgiveness toward a male, and he had that problem. So he repented and asked God to forgive him, which he did. And we prayed. And by the time he got out of this church, he was walking. And by the time you got home, you were almost 100% normal, wasn't you, brother?
Yes.
That's how wonderful God is. Isn't that right, brother?
That's right.
Wow. So he did a great work for this young man. And so anyway, their son, Trevor, he came here with them several times. I guess Trevor must be 19 or 20 now or something, huh?
23.
Wow. I tell you how fast time goes by with me, huh? Yeah, so. Anyway, over the years, they'd come once in a while, because it's a long ways from where they live here. And so anyway, one time, Trevor, their son, he came down here, and he was having a problem with his leg. And he had got tackled in football. And when he went down and his knee hit the ground and his leg bent and his foot was sitting up on top of the ground, a big guy fell on top of it and crushed his leg. I mean, broke the heel all to pieces, just messed him up. And they took him to the doctor, and the doctor told him that you may never walk on it. You'll certainly never play football on it again. You'll never run on that again. It's just the way it is. He asked his dad and mother if they'd bring him down here and let me pray for him. So they did. They brought him down here. And I asked him if he had any sin. I said, it's on your right leg, so it's against a male. I said, you've probably got an unforgiveness or a bitterness against a man. No, he didn't. He said, I don't have any unforgiveness against anybody. I said, okay, well, you've got to be truthful. God knows the truth. How many of y'all know God knows the truth?
Amen.
So anyway, we prayed for him, and he was standing right there with his crutches. And I said, Trevor, are you a man of faith? He said, yes, sir. He said, I saw my dad healed. I know God healed, so I'm going to be in faith. So he handed his crutches to his mother, and he walked off. He gets to the back. A leg is broken. Both bones broken. Heel tore all to pieces, and he's walking. He gets to the back. I said, Trevor, what does it feel like? He said, Mr. Scrivener, it hurts like crazy, but I'm going to walk it out. I said, okay, that's a young man of faith. Well, about Wednesday or whatever, he called back and happened to get Cheryl, my wife. He said, Cheryl, I don't understand. It's hurting so bad, I can't stand it. Cheryl said, Trevor, I talked to your mother after I talked to you the other day, and she says you have a bitterness towards your natural dad. And he said, yes, I hate my natural dad. Wow, she said, well, you can't do that. You know, you can't hold an unforgiveness toward nobody. So you've got to forgive him. Okay, so he said, okay, Cheryl, I will forgive my dad. And then they prayed again. That was about Wednesday. And I think it was the next Sunday, something like that. The next Sunday, they came from Arkansas after he'd got his sin repented of with a broken leg on like Tuesday or Wednesday. And by the end of the week, when they came to church on Sunday, Trevor was walking without anything. And the doctors on Friday had given him a clean bill of health. He could even go back to playing football. Isn't that something? So, you know, when you get rid of sin, when you get rid of sin and you come to God and ask him in faith, and God knew Trevor's faith walk. He knew exactly where the young boy was, and he knew he had faith, but he still had a sin in his life. And God cannot or will not heal you if you got an unforgiveness or a bitterness against someone else. He just won't do it. He sure does know how to make you sick when you get there, doesn't he, brother? But he knows how to heal just as good, too, doesn't he? Yeah, so how long has it been since you'd had that stroke? How many? 7 years ago. Wow, it's already been 7 years. Wow. And you've been well ever since, right? Working and everything's normal, right?
We've
what, honey?
We've lost focus a few times, had some ups and downs.
Amen, praise God.
We have lost focus, but we just keep
Well, you know, in life on this earth is going to be a few little ups and downs, I can assure you. But walk in love. But see, like this couple and their son, as they've all learned how to walk in faith, for a young boy that had his leg tore all to pieces, and the doctor said he'd never run, never play football. I believe that's what they told him, wasn't it?
Oh, he told him without surgery he would never walk again, and with surgery he will never run again.
Okay, so that was that. I knew something like
and
that.
And he told him that he wasn't touching his leg because he knew a physician that was greater than him.
Amen. And the boy did know the great physician, and he came to him in faith after he repented of his sin, and he came to the Lord in total faith. It only took a few days for God to heal that boy's ankle. Put it all back together, and today, I think I just heard Mama say that he did get a football scholarship.
He did, but he passed on it and went with his academic scholarship.
Wow, praise the Lord. Isn't God good? I mean, he wants to heal you. He's a mighty God. He's a King of Kings. He's a Lord of Lords, and he wants to heal everybody. All he wants us to do is to get rid of sin and walk with him. He wants you. That's who he wants. He wants you. He wants you to spend time with him. That's what he wants. He's kind of like a man and a woman when they get married. You know, I've never asked this question and got a right answer. Never, or the answer I wanted, never. I'd ask a man and a woman, did y'all get married? Yeah, y'all got married? Okay, so you married this beautiful girl, and after you married her, you took her home for two nights, and y'all stayed and went out to eat and all that stuff, and then you told her you had a business trip, and you left, and you was gone 3 months and didn't even call her in 3 months. See, I guess she's going to be waiting on you when you get home.
No.
That's what everybody says. We all know that. We can see that in a human being. We know that we want intimacy with each other when we get married, and that's part of it. And we know if we just come home and maybe spend a two-night honeymoon, and then we're gone for 3 months, everybody always tells me she ain't going to be there when I get back. I never hear it any other way. She won't be there, or she'll say. In fact, one woman I said that to, she says, I said, what's wrong? What are you going to do? She says, he's going to need a doctor. That's what he's going to need. Sounds to me like she's fixing to hurt him, doesn't it? So see, if we do that, if God wants intimacy between us, if we don't give him that intimacy, what do you think he might do to us? He might do the same thing.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Battle is in the Mind, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.